Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Bechairis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. A Bechair that has no mum, is brought as a carbon. Who eats the meat? Kehanim and the household of the Kain. But who eats the meat of a Bechair that did receive a mum? Sagt the Mishnah once again, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis, Beis Hashem, Yermi, the Beis Shammai, say, Loi Yimona Yisrael im HaKayin al Bechair. A Yisrael, someone who's not a Kayin, should not be invited by the Kayin. Ooh, I have a Bechair, come join me. You know who can be counted in to eat this Chabura of a Bechair that received a Mum? Only Kayanim. The Torah says about the Basar of the Bechair that received a Mum, it should be yours, just like the Chaza and the Shaik of a Karben Shlomim, let's say. And over there it's only Kayanim. The same is true for a Bechair. Whether it's a Bechair Tamim or a Bechair Bal Mum. It's restricted to Kehanim only. But Basil Matir and the Basil say, no, a Bechair that received a mum, you can invite your friend the Yisrael to come and join you. Vafil and Nachri, even someone who's Bechlal not Jewish. Either Pasuk says it's like the Chaz of a Shaykh, only for Kehanim. That's a Bechair that did not receive a mum. Now, as we have already learned, Chas v'shalom, it is usher to inflict a mum. Really, on any behemoth would be Tzar B'lachayim. But here he would have an interest to do it. Because he'll be able to eat it. He won't have to bring it as a carbon. You're not allowed to. Chazal darsh in the pasuk, kol mum lo yia boy. Loy yahaya. You can't make it happen. If it happens on its own, it happens. You can't inflict a mum. Now what happens if you have to do a medical procedure on the animal for the sake of the animal? For example, b'char she'achazay dam, a b'char that was seized by blood. There's too much blood over here rushing through. And the refuah was to drain some blood. It's like the Mishnah, you can't do it. Afilahu meis, even if the animal will die, but ain makizin loy. You can't do this. Hakazah. Divi Rabbi Yehuda Zeyal Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't make a cut anywhere in the animal, even if it's not necessarily going to make a mum. Why not? If he's not making a mum, says Rabbi Yehuda, let's say the refuah is not working. He'll start doing more and more. And a person gets very nervous when he's about to lose money. And if you'll allow him to do it, even in a place where there's no mum, he'll come to do it where he is making a mum. The Chachamim disagree with Chachamim. The Chachamim say, yak is. Now you can do the hakaz, you can do the bloodletting. As long as he doesn't inflict a mum. But didn't Rabbi Yehuda say he's going to get all nervous? And if you allow him to do a little, he'll wind up doing it even in a place where he does make a mum? The Chachamim look at it differently. The Chachamim say, because he's so nervous, if you don't allow something, he'll totally not listen to us. He'll make a mum. So let's give Mechanchik a little bit of a pass. Relax. Don't be so nervous. You'll save the behemoth, but just do it in such a way where you're not making a mum. If you do have to make a cut, then it shouldn't be by the top of its ear or by its lips in a place where it won't heal afterwards. But do it in a place where it will heal, where it won't be a mum. Zogt de Mishnah weiter. Well, v'im, if he did this, hakazas dam, v'asa by mum, and he did inflict a mum that's not going to heal, hareza lo yishchat, you can't shech this p'char olav on the basis of that mum, that's a knas, you did the mum yourself, now you can't shech it. Even if l'maisa he did it to save the animal, doesn't make a difference. If you inflicted the mum, you can't shech it. You have to wait for it to get a different mum. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Rabbi Shimon says, yakiz, now you can go ahead with the bloodletting, afal pishu oisa by mum. Even if you're inflicting a mum. It's a big machloik, you see, but it's mashal from the Batanura that even if he knows for sure there's going to be a mum, as long as you're doing it for the purpose of medicine, then it is okay, and you could eat on the basis of this mum. Let's chazer over the Mishnah. Beis Shammai say, you cannot count a Yisrael together with a Kohen al Bechair, meaning to say, don't invite him to be part of a Chabura, because a Yisrael cannot eat from a Bechair. For sure, a b'char tam that you bought as a carbon, can't eat from the parts that Kohen is allowed to eat. But even a b'char bal mum, the Basil say what a b'char bal mum, it is okay. Not only that, even someone who's totally not Jewish, you can invite him to eat from the b'char. A b'char that needs a medical procedure of bloodletting. So what do I do now? I have to make a cut into it. Zokter of Yehuda, even if it's going to die, if you don't do it, you can't do it. Even in a place where it's not going to make a mum, you're going to get nervous. If I allow anything, you'll wind up doing it even in a place where there is a mum. The Chachamim say you could, as long as you don't make a mum. The Chachamim say if you won't let him do it in an oifen hetter, he'll do it to start with in an oifen iser because he's so nervous. But if he did inflict a mum, he cannot shecht. Reb Shimon says you have the green light as long as you're doing it for a medical procedure. Now, some say Reb Shimon is only matir lechatchila to do hakaza in a place where it's going to make a mum if you're not 1,000% sure that there's going to be a mum there. In other words, this is the same sheet of Reb Shimon that we had in Hilchos Shabbos and we have in so many places in the Torah. Reb Shimon holds, if you don't intend to be over in Isser, it's a davar she'ena mischavin. You're doing something which could be an Isser, but for a totally different reason, like over here. I don't intend to make a mum, I want to heal the animal. Under these circumstances, as long as it's not for sure 1,000% you're going to make a mum, even though it's highly probable, you can go ahead and do it. It's not a problem. Say how to Reb Shimon. And this is Reb Yehuda Lashitasi over here who holds a davar she'ena mischavin is aser. No! If there's a chance you're going to be over in Isser, you can't do it, even if you're not intending to be over the Isser. If you're trying to do something else over here, like just healing the animal. So that's a machloik, is what Reb Shimon means over here. Does Reb Shimon mean you can do it even if you're for sure making a mum? Or does Reb Shimon say, no, as long as it's not 1,000% you're going to make a mum, even though there's a good chance there will be a mum in your procedure, you can do it as long as you're not being mechavein to be over the Isser.